Well, hello there. I'm Brendan Haley, the creator of It Listens from the Radio. Thank you so much for your continued support of our spooky little show. We truly hope you're scared. Boo. Independent projects such as this rely entirely on the generosity of, well, you all. No pressure. So, that being said, if you are able, please consider giving to the show a favorite cast member or crew member. Anything and everything helps us make more weird and wacky Halloween spooky content that you get to enjoy. All right. Enough of that. Enjoy the show, and thank you so much for listening.
Clearance codes accepted. Welcome back to base, Commander.
Thanks, Barb. It's good to be back.
Whoa. An entire underground city in the Rockies? This place is incredible.
No safer place on Earth. Our last line of defense against the radio cultists. You know, it really is a good thing we found you in time, because whatever evil those hacks at the Institute were subjecting you to, well, it could have been, like, much worse if we hadn't shown up.
Well, what can I say? I have a strange and unexplained knack for survival.
Surviving to some, disappearing to others.
Thompson? Bleaker!
Negative. Resident identifier Bleaker is not accepted. You may refer to me as BAI 800 Resistance Law Enforcement.
Aren't those things a tad contradictory?
Comment rejected. Proceeding with general health scan for resident Diana Zane.
Give it a rest, Bleak. It's Diana. She's gonna call you whatever she wants.
Upon confirmation of acceptable health levels, the resident will be allocated to active duty personnel.
What's eating him?
Just Just leave him be. He's still a bit sore about the whole vanishing thing.
Something tells me he's not the only one.
Scan commencing. And scan complete. Health levels are normalizing. Damaging exposure to heightened applications of electroconvulsive therapy have been rectified. Genetic imprint has been added and verified to the resistance records. Last name, Zane. First name, Diana, is cleared for active duty in the elite unit. Welcome aboard, Commander.
Commander?
You've more than earned your place in our ranks. Few have faced the radio entity and lived to tell the tale. Bleaker, bring the expository file, 8300 Alt Alpha. We've got to get you up to speed. Fast. There's no telling when the next mission will come in.
1983. A utopia. A paradise of consumer-based harmony, where crime, death, disease, and bigotry are all things of the past. This was the way history should have been. But then came the radio entity. A grueling cacophony of chaos, spreading out across the globe following the fall of Los Angeles in 1957. In years following, the radio entity's influence grows in numbers through the seductive allure of its supernatural cult, helmed by the illustrious father Lustcraft.
Lustcraft? I know that name. That's the mysterious benefactor from the asylum.
1960. An uprising of social unrest topples the governments of the world. 1969. After a failed attempt for the Commonwealth to govern among ongoing apocalypse events, such as the squid monsoons or Florida, humanity bitterly splits between two warring factions, the radio cultists and the resistance. Unfortunates caught in the crossfire take refuge inside suburban domes, grasping for normalcy. 1982, the radio entity miraculously resurfaces, bolstering morale behind enemy lines. Embedded resistance agents are quickly compromised and presumably killed. Most others defect for unknown reasons.
This is horrible. I thought my timeline was bad enough, but this? What a piece of work.
You don't even know the half of it. Bleaker, pause program.
If all of this is true, how can we do anything to stop it?
It's been really hard. We've had some victories, but nothing seems to stick anymore. But not now. After tonight, after finding you, I no longer believe this is all a mere coincidence. The radio is planning something.
So how do we find it?
With our limited resources, we've been able to learn how the entity operates. When live on the airwaves, the entity broadcasts a specific frequency, one not native to our planet.
Basically, anytime that thing yaps its trap, people turn crazy and usually end up hurting themselves, or worse, others.
The cult has supplied hundreds of proxy radios and other far more dangerous objects for the entity to communicate through, reaching millions.
Much like your incident at the Institute.
Tell me something I don't know. So how do we find the freak and kill it?
Information on killing the radio entity? Inconclusive.
But we can trace each broadcast signal back to its point of origin.
Isn't the cult moving the radio from hideout to hideout? I mean, that's what I would do if I were on their side.
While the main base of operations still escapes us, we do know our tentacled friend is somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. It's only a matter of time before we pinpoint its exact location and retaliate.
Broadcast detected. Alert.
Damn. I wish we had more time, but we'll have to wrap this up.
But, Thompson, I...
Diana, with me!
Broadcast detected. Alert.
Jeezy, Pete's, doesn't anyone ever take that poor thing inside? You know, what's with all that barking? Rise and shine, breakfast buddy. Time to start our day. And don't you just look good enough to eat? Lumic residence, Patricia speaking.
Mom, you can just say hello. Everyone knows you're an empty nester.
Thanks for the reminder, kiddo. What's up?
I just wanted to call about Friday. I'll be getting into town around 10 a.m.
Oh, that's great, honey. Oh, I can't wait to have you back here for a couple of days. I could use the company. And I know it's silly, but I've been a little nervous being all alone in the house. With those radio cultist crazies terrorizing people? I mean, my goodness, it's just crazy. Did you hear about that attack last
Mom, was that a ding?
Oh, I think it was that sweet Worcester kid riding by on his Schwinn and ringing his cute little bell.
Mom, you're a terrible liar.
No, I'm not. I mean...
It's like the time you got drunk on Behringer and ate half of my 8th birthday cake, and then tried to blame it on poor little cousin Toby.
Oh, it was only 2 slices, Jennifer.
They were the biggest slices I've ever seen. Look, Mom, all I'm trying to say is that I love you, and if you're making one of those microwave breakfasts again, then you are hurting someone I love. Those things are terrible for you.
Well, Jennifer, meal planning is very difficult when you're cooking for one.
Mom, you've got to stop with this. You can't just give up on yourself. You got to put yourself back out there, you know? But to do that, you need to...
I know. Lose weight.
No. Take care of yourself. Speaking of which, I ordered something for you. Something fun. I think it'll be cool to do together when I'm back. I don't want to say too much because it's a surprise, but it should arrive this morning.
Speak of the devil. That's probably the mail now. Hold on just a second, honey. I'll be right back. Good morning, Mr.
Sign here.
Oh, isn't this exciting? You know, my daughter sent me this. It's apparently
great. You know, you really need to cut your lawn, lady. I'm starting to feel like a safari guide trekking to your door every GD day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just had some back pain recently, and...
Don't make me report you to the neighborhood association, okay?
Oh, no, please. There's no need for that. Have a nice day, Bolton. Well, you were right. Here's the package from you. How funny. I'll open it right now. Let's see what this surprise of yours is.
Hey, do you still have that hot mailman with the great buns?
Yes, I do. But he's just as much of a sourpuss as he always was. I don't think I've ever seen that man smile. And last spring, he trampled my petunias and didn't say a word about it. No sorry, no nothing, not a single word. What? Videotape? Ooh, is this that new Patrick Swayze movie you told me about?
It's better.
Better than Patrick Swayze?
Just open it already!
Jennifer, what in the world? An exercise tape? Ugh, you've got to be kidding me.
Imagine a whole aerobics class in your own living room. How nifty is that?
Jennifer, I know I've let myself go a little since your father left, but my goodness... Am I really that bad?
Mom, no! Come on! It'll be good for both of us. I know I'm never gonna get you out to a class. You're gonna love this.
Honey, I just...
Will you please try it with me? I sent it to you ahead of time so you could check it out. At least watch it once. You know, so you can keep up with me when we do the tape together this weekend.
Okay, I'll take a look at it. Oh, that dog! The Davidsons just leave this new puppy out to run around in the yard. It's no bother to them. They're gone all day, and by the time they do get home, the poor creature is exhausted and as quiet as a mouse. But me, oh my goodness, day in, day out, I can hardly hear my own thoughts.
Okay, Mom, I get it. Hey, why not pop in that exercise tape, crank up the volume, and drown out those puppy yelps with the sweet sounds of fitness? I love you. I have to go. I need to get to work.
Oh, okay, honey. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'll see you Friday. Okay, bye.
Compact calisthenics, your personalized exercise program to fire up your body and spark your soul. Oh, goodness gracious, this sounds like too much for me. But I told Jennifer I'd watch it, And I'm certainly not going to eat that breakfast after she gave me heck for it. I wonder how many calories I'll burn walking from the kitchen to the living room couch. Oh, what the hell? Let's give it a shot.
Congratulations on taking the first step in breaking the chains of your bad habits. Devote yourself to this program and you won't believe what's possible. Let's get started. Stand straight up, arms at your sides. That's right. I want to see a strong, powerful stance. It's time to take control. Now, let's pump those arms. Left. Right, left, right. Hold in that tummy. We're just warming things up here.
Just warming things up? Did you ever take a break?
Ready for some jumping jacks? Let's get that heart rate going. Extend those arms.
Is Jennifer kidding me? I've lost about 3 seconds jumping all over the place like a kangaroo. This is hopeless.
I want to see a full expression of this movement. This isn't hopeless. I have faith in you. Do you have faith in me?
I don't know about that, but I sure do wish I had a body like yours.
Keep it up. Push it. You can have a body like this. All it takes is dedication and a little sacrifice. This is your answer. Come on. Are you ready? If you fall, I've got you.
Okay, I'll try.
Get down on the ground, all fours, like a puppy. Fire hydrants, lift your leg. Lift and lift. Lift. Lift.
God, my knees are killing me. I don't have the energy for this. And I can't even concentrate.
Lift. Suck in your stomach. Lift. Bet you wish you had that puppy's energy.
Wait, what?
Poor lonely puppy just needs a friend. Bring it to me. I'll quiet it down.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I must be having a stroke.
A stroke of good fortune. This is your personalized exercise program, Patricia.
Technology is crazier than I thought.
Now bring it to me. I'm great with dogs. And I want to show you something. Go to the fridge. I'm sure you have some big fatty piece of meat that starving pup would love to gnaw on. Go on. Go fetch it a treat.
I can't believe I'm taking orders from a talking VCR. Here, boy. I've got a big old pork chop for ya. Come on, pup. Okay, here's the dog, but I don't understand.
You want results, don't you? Now let me help you calm down that loudmouth mutt. It's mine now. Don't you worry about it.
But it was right here and now it...
Patricia, stop. Breathe. Do you notice anything?
Notice what?
Breathe, Patricia. Deep breaths.
I don't feel tired. I feel wonderful. This is peculiar. I feel like I could run a marathon.
And it's just the beginning, Patricia. Like I said, you can have everything you want. It just takes a little sacrifice.
8 a.m.? That's the latest I've slept in ages. It's so quiet. Wow, it sure is nice not waking up to all that barking. And I feel amazing. That tape, did that all really happen? Maybe I pushed myself too hard and had a hallucination, and they probably just took their dog to the vet. Yeah, well, that must be it. Come on, breakfast buddy. Today's a new day.
Today is a new day. Let's not ruin our progress.
Didn't I turn off the TV yesterday?
Take a deep breath. Don't you feel great?
I do feel good. Really good. But I don't know if I can keep up with this routine. It's going to be so embarrassing to do this in front of Jennifer tomorrow.
You'll show those doubters in your life. They might laugh now, but they won't when they see what you can do. Ready for a challenge? 10 burpees. Now, let's go. Hands up, on the ground. Kick out those legs. Push up. Jump up again. Don't stop now. Stick with me. Let it burn.
How? It's easy for people like you. You've got a body to die for, but it will take forever to get the body I want. I mean, I went right for that lousy breakfast again this morning. I'm hopeless.
I have faith in you. Do you have faith in me?
Just a sec. Be right there.
Yikes, lady. You're red as a beet. What, did you have to run down the stairs or something?
Oh, no. I was exercising.
Sure. I'm just teasing. There's this box for you. Pretty heavy for a delicate flower like yourself. Want me to leave it out here for your husband to pick up?
He's not here anymore.
Ah, he flew the coop, eh? Hard to hold down a man? You gotta work on your cooking.
He's got a mouth on him, doesn't he? He looks strong. I bet he's built a lot of muscle lugging heavy boxes around every day. Wouldn't you love to have his strength? Tell him to bring the box inside.
You know, maybe you could bring that inside for me?
Oh, sure, lady. I got all the time in the world. Want me to put on some white gloves while I'm at it? Where do you want it?
Living room. Right in front of the television.
Look at that ass. Bring him to me.
Excuse me? Did you say something?
Me? No. Must have been the TV. So much foul language on that darn thing.
Okie dokie, ma'am. Back to work.
Oh God. What did you do? Is he? What's happening to me? My butt! It feels so tight! And oh, I feel so strong!
Have a look in the mirror, Patty.
I'm stunning!
A healthy lifestyle comes in all kinds of packages.
Whatever's going on here, you can't keep doing it. It's just not right. That man might have a family, and now he's... Oh, but wow. I do look good. Oh, my face. I can't remember the last time I saw those cheekbones. And that dingbat was always so rude. I know he stole the cookies my sister sent last Christmas. Come on, gorgeous. Let's get downstairs and start our day. I feel incredible. Jennifer isn't going to believe it when she sees me. Let's get all this garbage food out of here. It's a new beginning. I'm a new woman, a fitness devotee. Oh, I've got to get to my trainer. She's been waiting all night.
Are you ready to begin today's work?
Lead me.
Stand tall. Pull in your lower abs. Take a deep breath. Now get on your knees. Lift your arms to the sky. Really reach. Feel those obliques as you stretch. Now bow down. Head to the floor. Fire up that core as you rise. Again, bow down.
Mom? You around? Hey! You're doing the tape! Let's do it together. Let me just put my stuff upstairs.
Oh, who's that? She's so young. So nubile.
No.
She's just what you need. Bring her to me.
No. No, she's not for you.
What do you mean? Looks like a great workout to me.
No, I mean, not now. Maybe later. Hand me that remote.
Sure, why?
Ugh, stupid clicker doesn't work. Why won't this damn tape come out?
Mom, what the heck are you doing?
I have to unplug.
You were in great shape before you had kids. She took your youth. Wouldn't you like to have it back?
Mom, what is going on with you? Jeez, if you want to stop a tape, you just have to press...
No! Jennifer, stay away from the...
Well, you look fabulous.
And then what happened?
Well, that's when the tape ate my daughter.
Right, the tape that has a paranormal connection to your very impressive body.
Super impressive. I mean, those quads are incredible.
Well, I guess so. And thank you.
So, in a way, you are the one responsible for your daughter's death.
Thompson?
What? No! I didn't mean to. I just wanted to have this body. I hadn't felt this good in years. I never meant to hurt anyone, except for that mailman. He was a dick.
Amanda, is everything all right here?
Yes, thank you. Please escort Patricia back to the helicopter. We'll need to separate her from the tape's influence. Did you bag it?
Yes, sir. Already on its way back to headquarters for testing.
Separate me? What do you mean? I'm scared. Please don't.
Thompson, let her go. She's innocent. It was the tape. It was the entity.
There are no innocents in this game the cultists play.
Okay, that is enough.
Diana, get out of my way.
Look, ever since the night at the asylum, you've been acting weird. I don't like it. I don't know what the hell you've been put through, but the Thompson that I know would not send a grieving innocent woman to be dissected and imprisoned just for getting caught up in our mess. Is this really what the Resistance stands for?
You're out of line, Commander.
And you're acting like the enemy, Commander. If this is how you lead the last semblance of normality on the planet, then it's no wonder people are defecting to the cult.
You're right.
Damn right I am.
Not in the way you think. You're still out of line. But you are right about me. I'm not the same Thompson you once knew. I mean, after you disappeared, I was alone. There was nobody left once the dust settled in Los Angeles. You said you'd be fine and that you'd be back, but you lied.
Thompson.
I found Bleeker, inches away from death, and it took everything I had not to just give up then and there and just end it all for myself. Because in that moment, all the people I cared about were lost, gone, but breathing their last. It changed me. God, it changed me, okay? I vowed never to be lost in the darkness again. I never want to feel that way, Diane.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going to happen when I tackled the entity and went through that portal.
No, I'm sorry too. I am. I shouldn't have taken out my hurt on you. It was wrong, and that's my burden. I just want things to be the way they used to. Before all this happened, that's what the Resistance stands for. The old values.
It will be. But we can't act like none of this won't have existed. When we win, and we will, we'll make things right. I promise.
Commander, it's the broadcast alert. There's entity activity again.
Where?
The abandoned TV studio, where the cult was filming propaganda. The one we busted a couple weeks ago.
It's a trick. The radio entity is trying to distract us. Keep an eye on the frequency and let us know if anything suspicious turns up.
But Thompson, what if there are people there? They might need our help.
It's an abandoned sitcom studio, Diana. We made sure it was impossible for people to break in. Come on, we've got a lot of work to do.
It Listens from the Radio is a Lonely Spectre production. Do you like spooky content? Do you want more of it in your life? Well then, scuttle on over to Lonely Spectre Productions on all social media platforms.